more in? This is everybody?
Yep, this is everybody.
All right. Call to order, Kaiser Points of Interest Committee. Welcome, everybody. Welcome, Robert.
Thank you.
Glad to see you're here. We have elections?
Yeah, we always do that in January.
Wow. Do we want to do it now with two people gone?
I think that would be fine, yes, because actually, yeah, that would be fine.
I move to move the elections of the chair and vice chair to our March meeting when we can have full members. Everybody?
That sounds good to me.
Second, or do we want to just do it by?
All approved, say aye.
Aye.
All nays? Okay. We'll move the elections to the March meeting.
Okay.
Approval of minutes. Did everybody get a chance to read the minutes from the December? Any changes? Additions or anything? Okay. Somebody want to move? I'm sorry, Bob.
Bob, quit eating and pay attention.
Trying to get it open so I can leave it alone.
Okay, we're waiting for.
I move that we accept the minutes as emailed to us.
Anybody second?
I second.
All approved, say aye.
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 All opposed, say nay. Okay. Interested citizens? I don't see anybody. Okay.
And that will put down in the minutes that Bob Becker is here as member-elect.
Okay, project. Oral history. We're not assigning that yet? Or is Robert going to be taking over? Or what have we decided?
I believe that's going to be my project. Yeah, I mean, that I think that's been decided, unless anybody.
He mentioned it at the volunteer coordinating.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's been decided. Okay. But yes, that's the project I would like to be assigned to. I should say it that way.
Good. And you have you've watched some of them, haven't you? I know you.
Yes.
I thought so, yes.
Okay, cavalry remount. Sherry is not here. Did she give you any information?
No.
Okay. Informational signage. I did not get a hold of Tammy. So we were not able to get together and talk about the sign and what we had come up with. So I will make a note, since we have 2 months now, to meet with her before March. And Maria is not here to do the street names. Did she give you any information? Facebook. I'm getting used to adding the minutes to after we approve them. Normally, I would do it as soon as Debbie sent them to me. But I found out at the last meeting, they have to be approved first.
Exactly.
Before I can post them.
Otherwise, they're not official.
Right. So I'll be posting those from last meeting this week. So, and we are getting likes and visits, and so people are still going out and looking and making.
I'm assuming we're getting one or two, three hits a week.
Yeah.
On average.
That's
uh-huh.
Good.
That's good.
Pretty good.
Yeah. Instagram page. I have no idea if how Maria's doing on that.
She did email me and asked me about if there was a separate login or if people use their own logins for Facebook. So I suggested that she talk to you. Did she talk to you?
Nope.
And what do you use? Do you use your own personal
email? We all have our own separate logins, yes.
Okay. And it's your personal emails? Or did you set some up?
It depends on which way you get in.
Okay.
Some use their emails, some use Facebook, or some use.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. A password.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shannon?
I do not have much of an update. I'm sorry about that. I had
a couple of deaths in the family in the last couple of months, so I'm a little bit behind. But I think after looking at the minutes from last time, I think I'm going to try to visit the Willamette Heritage Center and see if they can help out a little bit, because I haven't heard back from the archives at all about a map where we can actually figure out the exact spot and make sure that's correct and things like that. So I think I'll give them a shot and see if they have some help about it. A friend also suggested actually visiting the current university and seeing if they have stuff in their history where stuff was that's more accurate. So hopefully next meeting I will have an actual update other than working on it.
Department in their library.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll look forward to hearing about that. Longitude, I haven't. You sent me information on who I was supposed to contact on the Longitude.
I did. I sent you. Her name is Pat Fisher.
Right. Okay. I'll look for that email.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. What's to do with this? Are we right on it?
It goes right through about the same place where the marker is for the 45th.
Are you kidding? I didn't know we were longitude too. It says 45.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah, found that out by accident when we were
right about where the. You know how when you come off of Shemawa to go get on I-5 and it also veers off to the parkway?
Right.
That road right there, somewhere along there, is where the longitude line is.
I'll be darned.
It's on ODOT property, which is why we have to contact ODOT to see what we can do about getting a marker there for it.
Is it in the street or on the side of the road?
Well, the sign would be on the side of the road. I don't know exactly where it is, but... Sort of like some of our other things that are in the middle of a street, we put the marker over
right.
The side.
Okay.
You could always put the coordinates in your cell phone GPS thing.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Right where it's at.
Yeah. Hmm.
Okay.
That would be kind of fun to find out exactly.
Well, do we know what the coordinates are?
Well,
45 and 103?
Yeah.
Or 123?
123 and 45. So 120, which one do you usually put first, the longitude or the latitude?
I think latitude, because I think it's
Yeah,
this
I thought it was longitude,
this.
Too. Mm-hmm. It's latitude. Well, I'm sure you could do it either way. Google
so
either way.
What is it, 45?
Yeah, we're on the 45th parallel, and the 123 longitude line.
So it's 45.123?
45X123,
oh,
I
X.
Think. Yeah.
That's it?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, okay. It'll be interesting to see what comes up.
Yeah.
Okay. Claggett Creek Watershed, Bob?
They haven't had a meeting yet. We are supposed to meet part of next month, and then I'll have some update. We haven't met since last fall.
Christmas.
I could ask a question on that. Is this the Tammy Wild that the museum is working on a project similar? Is this the same project? Mm-hmm. Is this the same project that Tammy Wild was working on? Because I know she's been doing a lot with the watershed.
Possibly.
Okay.
If she's working with Claggett.
Probably.
Claggett Creek Watershed Council.
Yeah, I'm sure she is.
And we're just kind of coordinate our efforts as, since it's a point of interest in Kaiser, I'm kind of the liaison to them. They're kind of waiting to get an intern to work on it.
Oh, okay.
Because there's more than just any of them on the council could really put the time effort into. But yeah, somebody had been working on it, had done a lot, and so it could very well be her.
I imagine it is, yeah.
The little libraries, Bob?
Still compiling everything. I forgot to ask. I've seen the gal a couple of times that told me about the scout that has project, an Eagle Scout who's got a project to build several of them, like three of them, and I haven't gotten in touch with her yet, so I have nothing new really on that yet either.
Didn't you say you had a map?
I have a list, which I need to find, at home of all of the different ones.
You need to do those lists on your computer.
Yeah.
They don't get lost, usually.
I have an older computer, so that may not help much.
So then there's the new one, the new project.
And the compilation of city memorials.
So if I may, I will give you a little
background. Would this be like all the, the honorary benches and stuff? Okay.
If I may, I'll give you a little background. Several months ago, somebody on the Parks Board asked about a dilapidated rose arbor that is in Claggett Creek Park. And it has a stone underneath it that says Rose somebody, or maybe just Rose, and then birth date and death date. And so we started researching it, see if we could find the owner, and couldn't find anything on it. I finally found, went into the box for Claggett Creek that I have in the archives, and I found a handwritten on yellow tablet paper thing from Rob Kistler, who was our former public works director. And it said that somebody, and I can't remember his name now, wanted to donate a rose bush with an arbor for his wife, Rose, who had died. And so he said that he had given him his okay. That was it. But I did have another name, so because I couldn't find anything on this Rose lady. So her husband, though, I did find his obituary. So I learned that they were a childless couple, that he was totally devoted to her, and that he that was his memorial to her. However, it is all falling apart. So that's where the Parks Board was in, and they said, you know, they needed to develop a policy on what to do with a dilapidated memorial that doesn't even have any living people left to honor it because they were childless. Their closest relatives are nieces and nephews that live out of the state, some in Texas and some in California. So they suggested that possibly KPIC might be interested in doing the research that it would take to find all the memorials that have been done. I checked with Parks Department today, and I checked with our finance department, and neither one of them have any kind of records as far as benches or trees, which are mostly what we have, that have been donated to the city in memory of someone. And a lot of the places aren't going to even have plaques. But the one thing I thought of was there's a lot of donated things that have come through the Kaiser Parks Foundation. So whoever decided to take this on could probably contact Chris Lawyer, who is the chair of that foundation now, and find at least some things that have been donated. I know there's a whole lot of stuff at the Big Toy that was donated by different people, and trees and benches out there at Kaiser Rapids Park. I know there's others too, and the other part of the project would be when the weather's nice, to go to some of the benches. There's some out here in the plaza that have markers on them. Once you found the names, then you could probably Google them and find out a little bit about that person. And I thought it would be really neat if we made a brochure, like we have our art walk. We could have a memorial walk where we'd have a map where everything is, and people could, if they were interested in a certain one, they could find it really easily, or if they were just interested in seeing any of them, they could have them all right there at their fingertips. So that's the new project. If anybody wants to volunteer, now we do have a couple people not here, so.
Do we have a bench at Ryan Hill Memorial Park?
I think there is a bench there. I don't know if it has a plaque or anything on it.
That was my question.
Yeah.
If that one is just a bench, or if it was donated.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and a lot of the benches have plaques of some sort on them. So there are some that were donated that don't have plaques. We have gotten away from the plaques a little bit because people seem to think they're good souvenirs.
Disappear.
Yeah.
If I can make a, maybe it was just on that, you said Google the individuals. Mm-hmm. Maybe instead, or in addition to that, I should say pulling up anybody who has an Ancestry.com account, that would be a better way.
Oh, okay.
To do that, and okay. I do have one, but a lot of them are free anyway. So that's just something to think about. That might be a better way.
Okay, I'm willing to volunteer to help with that,
okay.
Or to head that up.
Awesome.
Yep, I think I'm the only one that doesn't have a committee right now or a project,
good.
So I'm more
good.
Than willing
All
to
right.
do that.
Lorene, that's perfect.
So we'll look for an update at our next meeting.
Yep.
Awesome.
And I will send you the contact information that I have for the Parks Foundation. And there's also, we have a, and I started to do this a little bit today. When you're ready, you can call me and we can go on our website. We can search all the minutes.
Okay.
But there, it's a little, it's not real user-friendly, so I could walk you through a couple of the steps, and then from then on, you could just go with it.
That's perfect.
Okay.
And I just one more thing. In addition to Ancestry.com, if you don't have a membership, there are numerous free genealogy sites out there that you can use to research history and stuff. So,
and good.
I have a list of a lot of those.
You do. Maybe you could send it to Lorene. Yep.
That would be great.
Okay. Other business. Other than that new one. Awesome. Okay. Roland.
Yes,
council report.
Well, you know, we had kind of a short council meeting, but I would like to congratulate our 2019 First Citizen. I attended the First Citizen Banquet, as did the council, most of the council. And Bob, you were there, weren't you?
Yep.
And these events are kind of good in a way because it's good to recognize the folks that contribute so much in our community. We have an education award, which is this recipient this year was Tammy Reddy, who has been phenomenal in the last 15 years with McNary Sports and all kinds of activities throughout the city, believe me. And then, of course, Jeremy Turner won the President's Award, who's a volunteer extraordinaire, and I want to congratulate them. But again, back to Hearst. Oh, by the way, Dave Wallery won another one. He wins something almost every year, but he won Merchant of the Year. I'm joking. He's my buddy.
That is his fourth one.
But back to Hearst. Hearst was my neighbor for 20 years, and there's a special thing there for between me and him. We used to call ourselves the Main Street Gang back when we lived in Main Street because we'd have all these events together, and we'd always talk about what was going on in the community. And Hirsch and I go back a long ways, and it's very special to have nobody win the First Citizen. Somebody that really deserves it. To me, First Citizen is the ultimate award for giving all you can for. And I'm talking about 30 years. This guy's been. I mean, this First Citizen is a great honor, and I say that from experience. But I'll tell you what, I was really happy that Hirsch got it because this guy that's under the radar, that you don't see him as much as in the newspapers, on the Rotary or Chamber crowd and so much. But he is everywhere and everything else as far as community. And kudos to him and Marianne because they really deserve this award. So that was a little special for me. Also coming up, we have Spring Banquet. Anybody else going to it? Bob, I'm sure you are.
The Volcanoes?
Yeah, Spring. Yeah. Okay, there you go. You're everywhere. So that's coming up next Friday.
Friday.
And that's always a good event, especially now that we're in peril with our local baseball team here, and we're trying to unite behind it. And also, Dennis was my mentor who was instrumental in bringing the Volcanoes, and so it's a very special thing for all of us that we... I tell people my son, whose birthday today is, Bingo's. Happy birthday, Bing. But he was the, he's 38 years old, and he was the first ball boy, the bat boy.
Oh, cool.
So how long, it's kind of cool. And so, we hope to still fight for our baseball team, so. And
25th season.
And last but not least, I want to thank you guys for, everybody says all these committees, we, points of interest is a, kind of like the other committee. We're not the big. We don't get the glory at the parks and the, But I think it's a very important committee. Maria put something in my head, and this gentleman over here. What was your name, Jim?
Robert.
And I'm glad to see you on board because this is what we need. Something about putting something together with Every time I hear that, it's so awesome. I know that points of interest can accomplish something like that. Something that we can have. Something tangible that we can say, wow, we put this together. And that'll be like our crown jewel, if you will. So I think that's something we can look forward to. That's just my own observation. And I thank you all for your volunteer time. Regardless of, life happens, Like I tell the guys in council, it's hard to read your packet completely. Anybody that says we read every sentence of it is lying because we don't. We do all the research we can. We ask the questions. And those of us that are fortunate enough to work in public works, we kind of have some idea. But those of you guys that, that volunteer to do this, I just... it takes time, and life happens in between. You have families and games and all that good stuff. Well, speaking of games, congratulations to McMurray.
Basketball team.
Anyway, that's my report.
That's why I'm still here after 10 years. Because I like that tangible reward of knowing, hey, I helped put
we
that
made this
together. We put that sign up. We put that,
It'll come together.
It
takes time.
It does take time.
Feel good.
Yeah.
That's right. Thank you. And welcome aboard.
This is one of the only real committee that asks you to do homework. That's why we have such a hard time filling positions, because people get on board and they realize that something is expected of them outside of the meeting. And sometimes it's very timely what we ask from you. So I too would like to say how much I appreciate you all. It's because I agree with Jill and Roland. This is Kaiser's history. And when especially like this oral history project, I've just hated seeing it flounder, because we've lost some people that had great stories, and now we can start up again and hopefully preserve those along with everything else that there is to preserve here. Even though it's a young city, it still has some history.
Yeah, we need to make sure we get a copy of that paper from the Kaiser Times about all of the people that we lost this year.
Oh, yeah, go ahead and see if you can get it. That'd be a good thing to have.
Okay, you're done, Roland, with your report.
I'm pretty much done with my report.
Himself, okay.
Yeah, and by the way, we're gonna do a group hug in a minute, I think. But Debbie, we appreciate you too for all your.
Yes, of course. We wouldn't be here without you.
No, I'm a pest.
Good, we need it. Okay. Next meeting will be March 26th.
I'll be in Mexico.
February.
What part?
Well, we fly into Puerto Vallarta, and we go up to Lodomarcos, and then down to Sayulita, and then to Bucerías, and then end up in.
I made that very trip.
Huh?
All the way. I made that very trip.
Yeah, it's neat.
We don't spend too much time in Puerto Vallarta. We usually take the look.
Right. Yeah. Puerto Vallarta is a big city.
It's hard to come back, I'll tell you.
It is, isn't it? It seems like it's never.
Don't
really
go more
long
than 10
enough.
Days, then you won't stay.
You don't stay warm enough, but I'm going late enough that by the time I come back, my flowers will all be blooming, and I'll be okay.
Okay, anything else for the agenda for this evening? You have anything, Debbie?
Nope.
Okay, with that, we will see you on March 26th, and we are adjourned.